Hello again,
Audio
Boo. This is Peggy, and I am on a roll, I guess, as far as Audio Boo's thought I would talk a little. Dan goes, what? Another one? I thought I would talk a little bit about our bunny rabbit, Cinnamon, Cinny. Just trying to figure out what is going on with her. I think I mentioned that she has had bad blood work and despite eating like a crazy woman, had been losing weight, and she has a bad leg that the doctor believes there's a tumor growing in there, but you know, despite a lot of antibiotics and stuff, it didn't get any better. Everything, you know, the leg seemed to be even getting maybe a little worse, but so the doctor thinks it's probably cancer, but the leg is in such bad shape that they can't do a bone biopsy to give a definite diagnosis, but that is what we're thinking it probably is. Anyway, Dan has noticed that she grooms a lot, and I didn't realize how much, and he didn't realize how much until we have this security camera that we have down in the basement so we can watch her when we're not down there, because we noticed she wasn't using her litter box and wanted to kind of know why, and it, apparently she couldn't jump into it anymore, so we got her a lower, something that's about as high as a cookie sheet that she can just step into, so that solved that problem. But we've also noticed that he's also noticed that she's grooming a lot more than even he realized she was. So we're trying to figure out, you know, is this because of pain? Is this because of just boredom? She has an eye that periodically gets infected, and she's, you know, pretty much washed the hair off of that. And Dan's been increasing her eye medicine. And that seems to be getting better, but she's grooming the rest of her body too. So it's like, you know, part of us feels guilty, like, oh my gosh, is she bored? You know, we try to go down there. I hang out with her in the mornings when I can, and, you know, we're up and down when we can during the day, but, and we've brought her up and we've taken her outside in the backyard to kind of hang out outside. And all she basically does is go and run and hide under a bush. So, you know, she doesn't seem to really thrive on, oh, good, now there's something fun to do. So we don't really know what her grooming is trying to say, if she's just uncomfortable and trying to make her body comfortable, or whether she has a skin issue or whatever, but she's going to go to the vet tomorrow, and we're going to hopefully get some answers. It's so hard with animals when they can't talk.
Pause recording.
And tell you what they're feeling.
1:48.
So, you know, it's just really interesting, and as it's like playing charades, just like for those of you who have children, when you have a baby, you know, why are you crying? You're wet. No, you're not wet. You're hungry. No, you're not hungry, but you're still crying. Why, you know, and you just try to guess as best you can. So we don't really know what's going on. But it's really been a help having this security camera. It makes us aware of a lot of things that we haven't been aware of. And I know that eventually with her condition, you know, eventually somewhere, whether it's in a month or 3 years or 2 weeks or tomorrow, I mean, who knows, but eventually we'll have to make the hard decision to say goodbye, but hopefully it's not anytime soon, but we do want to be at least sensitive. Where
pause
am
recording.
I?
0:45.
Rabbits are being prey animals, mask their symptoms, and so we want to be able to hear what she's saying she needs. You know, even though she might not be free enough to show it directly to us. So anyway, that is the latest on her. And I will send this second audio boo. 2 boos in one day. Woohoo! Okay. Talk to you all later. And I'm going to end this.
0:50. Pause recording.
Bye-bye.